Good morning. Today is 25th of September 2018. We welcome you to IGSL Morning Podcast. Indian shares came under heavy selling pressure on Monday as trade tensions persisted and oil prices jumped around 2% on signs of tightening global supply, aggravating concerns over the risk of twin deficits. A plunging rupee and rising concerns over the liquidity crunch in the banking system also kept investors nervous. The government today announced that it would take all measures to ensure adequate liquidity for non-banking financial companies and mutual funds, in the wake of the uncertainty created by the ongoing debt crisis in the group. BSE Sensex ended the session down 536 points, extending losses for the fifth straight session. While Nifty Index fell by 168 points. Bajaj Finance, HDFC, Mahindra & Mahindra, Eicher Motors and Indiables Housing Finance slumped 6-7% in the Nifty pack, while IT stocks such as Infosys, Tech Mahindra and TCS jumped 1-5%, tracking the weakening rupee, which was trading down 0.5% at 72.57 in the evening. News updates. SBI Life Insurance says BNP Paribas Cardiff may cut stake in the company to comply with minimum shareholding norms. The foreign institution held 22% stake in SBI Life Insurance as reported to their exchanges for the June quarter. Major oil trading houses are predicting the return of $100 crude for the first time since 2014 as OPEC and its allies struggle to compensate for US sanctions on Iran's exports. With Brent crude already jumping to an almost four-year high on Monday. IndusInd Bank said IL&FS Securities and Services, ISSL transaction was progressing and that the deal completion is on track. All regulatory approvals barring one are in place for this transaction. On June 26, the bank had announced the signing of definitive agreements with IL&FS and other minority shareholders to acquire 100% stake in ISSL. Infosys received IT digitization solution order worth CAD $80.3 million from Public Services and Procurement Canada to modernize and automate their procurement processes. The company will be working with Ernst & Young LLP and SAP Canada Inc. for this project. Dhuan Housing's Vadhavan speaks in an interview to CNBC TV 18. Dhuan Housing says have 120 billion rupees of undrawn credit lines. Vadhavan reiterated on time fulfillment of commitments. It neither defaulted on any bonds or repayment. It is also repaying 4 billion rupees on September 24 as per schedule. DSP to maintain 9 billion rupees of exposure to Dhuan Housing. DSP also says that it has sold not only DHFL bonds but also the other bonds across all issuers. Market view. Nifty was making newer low for last four trading sessions. But yesterday though Nifty was down 175 points still Nifty Spot has managed to defend its previous day low of 10,866 and closed near 10,967.40. We have observed on hourly chart Nifty Spot was making newer lows and RSI was making higher lows which indicated positive divergence. It means intensity of current fall is reducing and we might see some profit booking in short positions or pullback. If Nifty Spot sustains above 11,025, then one can play for pullback till 11,185 and 11,210 while support would be 10,926, 10,893 and 10,860. For further details refer IGSL Market Insight report on InventureGrowth.com. Download and trade with IGSL mobile app for live trade notifications. Have a profitable day.